This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump is gathering steam. House Democrats have issued a document subpoena to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Pompeo has missed two earlier document deadlines. AP's Julie Pace has some thoughts on the chances the president will, in fact, be impeached.
The reality is that President Donald Trump stands a very good chance and has a high likelihood of being impeached by the House. That is, of course, because that is a Democratic majority branch of Congress. But I do think that depending on what other evidence comes out, you want to watch Republicans. They control the Senate. That is where he would be essentially on trial if the House impeaches him. Right now, no signs that the Republicans are going to be anywhere close to convicting Trump. But you do want to watch some of these Republicans, people like Mitt Romney, people like Lamar Alexander, just for signs of whether there will be a little bit of a crack in that caucus.
That was Julie Pace of AP. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and the New York Times both are reporting that President Trump's special representative for Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint that Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine's president for help in an effort to tarnish the reputation of Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden. One of the most prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy activists says he'll enter elective politics in China's semi-autonomous territory. Joshua Wong made the announcement today, saying he would run in November's district council election.
I am running for the office of the South Horizon West Constituency in the upcoming district council election. It's a decision came after careful consideration.
More news at VOAnews.com. Afghanistan's presidential election is underway amid Taliban threats of violence. The insurgents